Well, not that we. She worked also in a cafe as a part time, and every month they got the lady who was running it made to each worker available 20 kilos, like a sack of coffee beans, and she would give it to, sort of like sell it to friends, or if she needed shoes, she would go to shoe shop and they would get coffee, she would get shoes, you know. She would pay for the shoes, they would pay for the coffee, or she needed a carpet, she would, you know, because coffee was a very sort of like almost like gold, and you could exchange anything with coffee. So she actually had quite good sort of like connections for all the different parts, because once you were already able to trade with one thing, you've kind of had the doors open to get this or that, you know. And then sometimes, foreign tourists would, you know, leave some foreign currency, but they couldn't use themselves. They couldn't go themselves to the valuta shops, but then the seamen could go. So sort of seamen, they would know, they would give them money and they would bring like really nice shoes out or something like that. Because you couldn't just, those valuta shops operated in a way that you didn't just, like earlier times, not like, like from early 90s, it was different. But before that, the valuta shops, you needed to get your ID when you went in, and you know, you weren't allowed to have that kind of money unless you were either seaman or you were big party official or you were foreigner visiting Soviet Union. Other than that, you weren't actually allowed to go to those places. Or you could go and look, but you weren't allowed, you know, you weren't allowed to have currency, foreign currency. You weren't allowed to have it.